Now let's lead off with the first debate between Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker and his Republican challenger, Darren Bailey, right here in Normal. Pritzker and Bailey met on stage last night at Illinois State University for the first of two planned debates. Public safety and the criminal justice reform law known as the Safety Act were a major point of contention. Republicans like Bailey argued that the Safety Act leaves too little leeway for judges to detain individuals in certain circumstances. Pritzker says getting rid of the wealth-based cash bail system actually makes Illinois safer.
Now, the criminal justice system that Darren Bailey and Republicans are standing up for is one that allows murderers and rapists and domestic abusers to buy their way out of jail. And that's unsafe.
Bailey says it'll put revolving doors on Illinois jails.
And friends, we're going to have the exact same problem across the state that Chicago is experiencing after January 1st.
You heard Pritzker talking over Bailey there, and both candidates did a lot of that during the hour-long debate in front of an expected crowd of about 1,200 people in Braden Auditorium. One surefire way to rile up an ISU crowd is to diss the University of Illinois, which Bailey did as he tried to link what he called administrative bloat with college affordability.
The president of University of Illinois, President Killian, makes almost $1 million a year. Can you tell me in what world that makes sense?
Pritzker pointed to his record on higher education, including an additional $200 million in MAP grants for college students.
And now, as a result, we have the highest freshman enrollment across the state in 6 years, and here at ISU, it's the highest in 35 years.
Pritzker also pointed to his record on reproductive rights in the wake of Roe v. Wade being overturned. He's pitched Illinois as an oasis for abortion care, surrounded by states that are restricting access.
Darren Bailey wants to eliminate a woman's right to choose. He wants to take away women's reproductive rights.
You are so divisive on everything
you say. That is precisely what he stands for.
Bailey, meanwhile, doubled down on his comparison of abortion to the Holocaust, but tried to signal, too, that he'll back off the issue if elected.
Nothing's going to change when I'm governor. I couldn't change them if I could.
Bailey also said repealing the $15 minimum wage, which he once opposed, was no longer feasible and not a priority for him. Bailey says his focus would narrowly look at crime, taxes, and education.
Our education system is a national embarrassment.
Bailey also signaled a more hostile approach to unions.
My message is this. Unions, stay in your lane and everything will be fine. Leave mom and pop and private business alone.
This debate was sponsored by AARP Illinois and ISU. Pritzker and Bailey will meet for a second debate October 18th in Chicago. Election Day is November 8th.